You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
Well, that makes sense.
Got it.
Just about as much sense as what happened last night.
What happened last night? The government came back. They signed papers. And,
you know, we were celebrating at home. We were, you know, tipping back a few champagne glasses.
Yeah, pop the cork.
It was just what a time for us, you know. I thought, well, you know, it's been long enough. We held the government up long enough.
Yeah.
And we made our point, you know. We made a complete point.
Right.
And, of course, we lost miserably. We got nothing that we asked for. And that's fine. You know, I'm used to how Democrats operate. I know how they operate. I know how they think. And, you know, we made our point.
Sure.
And then they trampled all over us and killed us.
Yeah.
So that's fine. I get it.
But
I get it.
Got a promise in January to talk about the ACA. You know, they're going to bring the debate to the floor and open it all up. And
we're
going to work it all out.
Yes. I love that promise.
Got the promise. Yeah. Got it.
I've reserved a seat. At the table, and I'm sure that they'll have pizza and they'll have refreshments, and we'll sit around the table
and we'll
talk about it. And I'm sure that they'll see the logic and the reasoning behind all of this and approve a continuation of the tax credits that were put in place during COVID for the ACA. I'm sure that'll all work out just fine. I have no problem with that. What the heck? I have a lot of faith in the Republicans. They have always held to their promises, just like the Epstein files being released. They've always held to that standard that they have, where they always keep their promise, damn it. Yes.
Yeah. And the Epstein files, they're coming out now, right?
Well,
sort of. I mean, we're hearing all kinds of things.
There'll be a vote next week. I don't know why we didn't have a vote now. Is there a procedure in the House where they have to wait?
Everything's
like three
a
or four, five, six, seven days,
yeah,
a week,
get
something
it on
like
the
that.
List.
Let it kind of all settle down, you know, all settle down. Now, let me ask, you know, we're early in the month here. This is only the 13th.
Yeah.
So if they wait a week or until Monday or Tuesday, that election in, I don't know what state it is, but, you know, where a Republican is going to be elected in probably because it's a pretty sure red district, it'll cancel out, you know, the vote of releasing these Epstein files.
You're kidding. I haven't heard that.
But we all thought that's what they were waiting for. That would be the first week in December. That election will take place and then cancel out the vote of Grijalva. Grijalva. So anyway, that is one of those things that, but that won't happen, I think, because it's next week. And they promised to at least, you know, take a vote on it. And I'm sure that that won't happen either.
Well, Politico's reporting that the Epstein files vote is happening next week, according to Mike Johnson.
There you go.
So you heard
it's
there.
It's in print, boy. I mean, it's there it is.
He's there.
It's another one of those promises.
He's promised it, yeah. So I'm sure it'll happen.
They'll come up with an excuse to put it off. Believe me.
But Adelita
Grijalva,
has now been sworn in.
Yep.
And, you know, she went right over and signed up on that discharge petition or whatever it is.
Right away.
Yep. And
so they got the needed votes. Now they have to the promissory votes. Now they'll just have to vote, set it in stone, and then release all the Epstein files, all of them. You know, a few of them were already released.
Yeah, a lot of stuff coming out. Already.
Where have those files been? if they just released a few of the files, why didn't they do it before? What is this? What's going on? Do I not understand government? You know, I don't think I do.
You don't. No, you don't. because Trump's in charge of everything now. It's all on him. He signs off on every little thing.
Every tiny little thing.
Nobody else has power.
Tomorrow, we'll, you know, there's a story here, you heard it, where we might have a shortage of pasta. A tariff has been put on Italian pasta. So,
I know, that's sad.
Now, we'll have that story tomorrow. More details on, I'm sure.
Pasta is one of my favorite things. I, you know, what are they? What are we going to do without pasta?
I don't know.
Well, what's your guys' favorite pasta noodle? Do you guys have a favorite pasta noodle?
Not really. I don't know.
There, it's a survey this morning, by the way.
Yeah, that'll be the next poll question.
Yeah, okay. We can work on that.
Now, weren't we talking about that at one time? Bronze. They press pasta through bronze.
Oh, yeah.
In order to keep the surface kind of rough and hold the sauce.
Or brass?
Now, I said brass originally, but brass is kind of shiny. It's bronze, I believe. Hey, I got a few tips here.
Yeah, okay. Do you?
Yeah, I mean, if you're one of those people that like to brew a lot of coffee in the morning, first thing.
Right.
I found out that anything over 8 cups, you use a basket. Anything under 8 cups, you use the funnel.
Okay. Why? Why would that matter?
The concentration of water and how it hits the coffee, how long it lasts on the coffee, and pulls that flavor out, that's important because a basket allows for more soak time and you have more grounds to soak.
Where did you find this out? What caused this to be an issue in your household?
Well, I mean, I want the best coffee I can possibly make. I grind my own beans each and every day.
Oh,
so,
wow. Okay.
So here's the thing. My point here is that if you have a basket brewer and you're making over 8 cups,
yeah,
then I have advice for you because you probably run into this. The filter baskets for this, the store brand filter baskets are too short. And when the coffee, the water drips in and it soaks in a little bit, it bubbles up.
Okay.
It expands and it goes over the top of the filter and then the grounds get into your coffee pot.
Oh, that's sad.
And it jams up sometimes the spout at the bottom.
But you're drinking more than 8 cups of coffee? Is that what I'm hearing? Is that how you found this out? You have 8 cups of coffee in the morning?
I do have a partner.
Oh.
I have somebody else who helps me with that.
Oh, your wife drinks some coffee.
We drink the whole damn pot, yes.
Okay.
But anyway, the point here is that there are filters out there that you have to buy that have higher sides on it, and that is the bun coffee filters for baskets. That is the basket filter to get. They have higher sides, and the grounds don't get over the top. So
now, here's that man with a nose for news, Mr. Know-It-All.
I know.
He's the guy you ought to call. He's really on the ball, John Peterson. Mr. Know-It-All.
I wouldn't exactly say I know it all, but, you know, it's just something you find out over the many years. I've been doing this since I was 20 years old, looking into coffee and looking into the best ways to brew it and roast it. I was right there at the beginning of the coffee roasting binge that took place, you know, the Steep and Brews and the Victor's Coffees where they had their own brewing. Yeah. That I was there in the beginning in Milwaukee. So I'm very familiar with coffee brewing.
I have an announcement.
Are you talking to me?
What's the problem, pal?
I'm here on a mission of mercy.
Yeah. Cup of coffee in the big time, yeah. Cup of coffee in the big time.
Put that coffee down.
You don't know what you're talking about, do you?
Mm-hmm. So, there you go. Anyway, my tips.
Coffee top.
Bun basket filters.
Thank you.
Higher sides on it. Coffee won't get over the top of it and jam up your machine.
Good to know.
There you go.
All right.
I've been waiting to tell that story for... No, not really.
By the way, it's John and Gordy, 92.7 WMDX. Good
Did
Thursday.
We forget to mention that? We did.
Yeah. Thursday morning, November 13th, almost halfway through the month. And weather for today, starting out at 35 degrees. It's balmy out there. Yeah, high near 53 today. Mm-hmm. It'll still be breezy. Tim Slecker, actually, is not going to be with us this morning.
No.
Normally, he's with us on Thursday mornings, but not today. But Jim Santel will be in later, former U.S. attorney, talking about whatever legal stuff is going on. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm sure
it's hard
there's
to keep
a lot,
track.
A lot to keep track of.
But he does keep track of it for us.
Yeah.
And then tonight, we're going to be filling in for Pete Schwabba on Nightlight. And got a bunch of guests lined up for that.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, we got tons of guests.
Yeah.
Our first guest will be Scott Dickers, who started The Onion here in Madison. Actually bought The Onion in the early stages and invested in it and became very popular. Became a network and still is a network. And they're
still around.
They're still allowing subscriptions, as a matter of fact, and get it in the mail each and every month.
Yeah. And he's got a new book about The Onion.
Yes,
and
yes.
And we'll be finding out about that.
Yeah.
So
he narrates it.
Mm-hmm. What, on Kindle or whatever? I mean, Audible?
Yeah, in Audible. Yeah.
Great.
So I listened to just a part of it just to see if they mentioned Johnny Gordy.
Yeah, because we were instrumental in the launch of The Onion.
Well, we did our part, right?
We did. We had him on our radio show back then, and
we will tout
and the cable show.
We'll tout our contributions to him, and I know that Scott will say, "You know, I forgot about that."
Yeah.
Could you just add that in your Audible version?
Right.
You can edit that right
that
back
in there.
In.
Yeah, why not? Okay.
Well, you know, we started Onion News. That's what we started on WMAD out in Saint Prairie.
And you're saying he stole the idea from us? And
no, he's probably very familiar with it. I just want credit for it. Oh, you know, can't we get a little press here and there?
Okay,
it's not a big deal. It really isn't. Yes, it is.
You've been carrying that around for decades. Well, we actually started The Onion.
Well, we did.
We let him on the show.
And then we turned it into pirate radio with Jay Rath.
It's a long, long time ago. Let it go. Just let it go.
It's important, you know? I mean, history has to be recorded in all its grand detail.
Yeah, exactly.
And if our name isn't in there, I'm really pissed.
Well, get ready.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I'm setting myself up for disappointment here.
You are. What?
What's happened is that the U.S. Commerce.
What happened here?
Oh, that's probably me. That's me.
Is that your computer?
That's
just started
me.
Talking to us.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the videos went off on its own. I turned the volume down.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
Anything else? Yeah, we got so much stuff to get to, and it's almost, you know, kind of a blessing. We'll get to Idiocracy. We've got so many stories backed up here, so it's kind of a good thing. We'll get a lot of stories out there.
We'll get to that.
And we'll continue to whine about the vote last night.
And we got to mention Dominic Lee.
And now here, John and Gordy's producer.
Oh.
He's not uptight. In fact, he couldn't be loose. Taking your calls, he's a busy guy, you see. The Italian stallion, it's Dominic Lee.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Good morning, Dominic.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, he is taking your calls. 608-879-8255. Just getting started on a Thursday. Stay with us for more of John and Gordy.
Need a cup. Coffee.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Ask me what's trending. You can ask me what's trending.
WIPX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning and Dominic Lee. Great little theme for you there, Dominic.
I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. It is 6:23. Weather for today.
WMDX weather.
Could you hear that?
I think
How did that work?
I can hear it.
Is that loud? Louder?
That was intense, I guess.
Somebody said to turn it up a little bit, so I wanted to test it out.
Wow.
That blow out the speakers in there?
We're good in here.
Blow out my ears.
Sorry.
I didn't expect that.
All right. Well, now we know. Okay. Weather for today, high near 53. Right now it's 35 degrees. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds for today. Okay.
All right.
What's trending, John?
Well, what's trending is this is an interesting kind of thing that's happening. You know, solar panels are out there in the great grasslands of our nation. You know, they're absorbing all the sunlight and turning it into electricity to light our cities and our homes. And that's always nice. But here in great Wisconsin, you know, we've got fields, we've got pastures, we've got places to grow food, right? And we don't want those solar panels out there. I mean, that's just outrageous.
Yeah,
just not really. you know, the Republicans,
I think they're kind of cool.
The thing is, you know, unless you're flying above the field, you really don't see them. you don't notice the panels out in these large acreages.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's happened is you have to kind of have an undergrowth underneath these panels, and they've figured out a way to control that undergrowth, grass and whatever it is, maybe even some certain kinds of grasses that are beneficial to some animals that you can raise on these farms. So now they're thinking, well, we have the grass, we've got sheep that go out there and eat this grass. Why not exploit that and start using sheep on our kitchen tables? Serve up sheep meat.
Sheep meat?
Yes, yes. People are starting to turn to sheep meat, lamb. Well, lamb is too early. Of course, I stay away from that. You know, it's not great. You know, they keep these lambs in these little bins and never let them out.
Oh, sad.
You're familiar with that,
no,
right?
No, not really. I never really wondered about.
Do you ever drive by these farms or they have all these white little cubicle things lined up? They keep lamb.
That really?
Yeah, it's cruel.
That's sad.
But sheep. Yeah. So anyway, that they're thinking about using sheep now for meat products instead of course, beef is very difficult to get hold of. So they're thinking, let's start tapping into that big crop of lambs going out there underneath the solar panels.
Okay.
They're getting fat, too fat. So we've got to start eating them.
Would you eat sheep or lambs and mutton? Is that mutton?
I don't know. The thing is, I always think of, when I think of lamb, I think of the smaller creatures.
The
young
the little lambs.
So,
like Mary had little lamb.
I think maybe lamb is just the general way of describing it for sheep meat, right? I don't know. You know, where's
Pam Yonke when we need her? Come on. We should call her up.
I don't know everything.
Wait a minute. I thought you were Mr. Noah.
Well, so did I. Now I'm finding out.
You don't know
everything. I'm finding out the hard way. In front of everybody, I've embarrassed myself.
They said, yes, mutton is the meat from a mature sheep.
So, oh, it is?
Yes, a mature sheep. Yep.
Excellent. Okay.
So now we know.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, mutton is going to be something that everybody will have on their table. sounds like something from the Dickens era, you know? Mutton. Let's put some mutton on the table.
Have some mutton. Bring the mutton. There'll be new mutton stores all over the place. Mutton R Us. I can see it now.
Mutton's in a minute.
Mutton's in a minute. I like that. Yeah. John and Gordy's Mutton's in a minute.
There you go. We're going to start a little corner store. There are a lot of open shops down here on State Street.
Yes, we could do that. Let's workshop that one. Okay.
Or me and my mutton.
Me and my mutton. Yeah. What is that from? What? Me and my mutton. What?
Nothing. No, I can't.
Can you say it on the air? Nothing but mutton?
Yeah, nothing but mutton. Nothing but mutton. That would be the shot.
Nothing but mutton. I think we're getting somewhere with this thing.
See, you just shoot it around the table a while. Really come up with some creative thinking.
Why not?
No, not really.
Well, Mutton is trending now. We keep mentioning it enough, it'll start showing up in Google and everything.
That's right. Well, it'll show up on our AI summary of the program for this hour.
All right. Wait a second. Catherine's on the phone here.
Uh-oh. Damn.
What do we do? Hang on. Hang on.
Catherine Lake.
Okay. Good morning, Catherine. Is she there or she can hang up?
She's we've embarrassed. Okay. We spend way too much time on AI.
You guys are like a record that is just slowing down. Mutton got in your head.
I know.
Stop talking.
Well, we're mystified by mutton.
So, well, you need to call and wind you up again.
Well, here's the thing. It's starting to sound like a Monty Python sketch here. Mutton. I want some mutton.
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 Bring
I have mutton
to the table.
Would you like red mutton or what? I don't know.
All right, Catherine.
All right. Yeah.
We're going to join the Midwest Food and Farm Report here in a moment.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back with Idiocracy on WMDX. It's Mutton Day here.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down.
God, I'm so stupid.
Stupid, foolish, gullible, doltish, dumbbell, lingering.
I'm an extremely stable genius. Okay.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. You are fake news.
That's the best stupid thing I've ever heard this week, man.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
You know, I have to question whether he's that dumb or not. He seems to be winning an awful lot here, you know.
Winning.
And people, for some reason, believe everything he's saying. He has never said the truth yet since he's been elected. And prior to that, obviously.
He's consistent.
Yeah, he's very consistent, but you know, it works. I know. Yeah. It's shocking stuff, isn't it? It just doesn't make any sense at all. So, you know, I don't know.
It is 636, 92.7 WMDX. We're talking sheep this morning and mutton. Okay.
I'm hearing sheep.
Yeah, in the background there.
There you go.
Let's just keep that going the whole show.
Well, we're talking about sheep grazing underneath the solar panels and suddenly becoming a popular meat item for those who want to have mutton, the older version of lamb.
Okay. Right?
And we've been inundated with a few texts here. Sheep from Pink Floyd is something we might want to get to and find out if they actually say sheep in the song.
I kind of doubt
it. A lot of times they don't.
Right.
And Steve Antman Horb nailed it.
Yeah.
Euros are made of lamb.
Yes.
The meat in euros.
There you go.
It's lamb meat.
Yes.
We completely forgot, so I guess maybe we can't corner the market. Muttons are us.
Oh, okay. That's a good ring to it. I think that would work.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, the Godfather of Green Bay, we've been talking about that.
We have.
You know, we're filling in for Pete Schwabba tonight and tomorrow night on Nightlight.
Yep.
And Pete is going to be in Madison on December 4th at the Atwood Music Hall. We've lined up a screening of The Godfather of Green Bay. Happens Thursday, December 4th, 7 p.m. You can go to our website, WMDXradio.com, and look at the carousel at the top of the page and click on The Godfather of Green Bay, find out more about it. Pete Schwabba directed the film. He wrote it and stars in it. And some of the proceeds will be going to the Dane County Humane Society. The tickets are $10. You can go to Atwood Music Hall for tickets. You can just click on their website and find out about the tickets and order some in advance.
All right. Yeah.
We'll see you there.
Well, I can't wait.
On December 4th. It's going to be a lot of fun. John and I will be there.
Oh, yeah.
Pete Schwabba will have some, he'll take some questions from the audience after the movie.
Like, he's the romantic lead.
He is. Yeah.
He's going to have to deal with that on the stage.
It's the 20th anniversary of the screening of the, you know, of that movie.
Yeah. Of the release.
Yeah. There you go.
It's great stuff. Okay, Idiocracy, right?
Yeah, here we go.
We're in the thick of things here.
Boy, are we.
Okay, we're still really angry here on the show, and we'll have that deep-seated anger throughout the program.
About the shutdown?
For the, how the Democrats folded completely and got nothing.
Like a house of cards in a windstorm.
And a promise. And a promise it'll be debated later on. Of course, we've heard their debate side.
Promises.
They're going to have high-risk pools and health savings accounts. And going back to the way it was before the ACA, when, of course, we had 48 million people uninsured.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that time. That worked real well. Yeah, for some reason, no one ever brings that up with Ron Johnson.
Mm.
Right. But anyway, let's get to Trump lying again. Okay? This is journalist Ed Krasenstein. He posted this, and I think he's talking about, I don't know what he's talking about, but he's always saying that he has high approval ratings. Well, let's check it out. It's cut 64, and this is Trump claiming again on Veterans Day of all day. He doesn't really stick to the subject matter, right? He just goes off and starts talking about something else, and this is him talking about something else. Let's listen.
What did he just say?
A 92% approval rating. We took that up from 38%. From a certain previous administration that we won't mention.
Maybe 92% of Epstein supporters support you. Maybe 92% of women think you're gross. Maybe 92% of the world hates you. Or maybe you're just completely delusional.
Well, that's delusional, I think. That's Ed Krasenstein. All right. Anyway, let's get to our other story. You know, we've got a lot of stories here. Maybe we should just turn the teletype on.
Oh, sure. We can do that.
And see if we can't crank out more stories.
Okay.
Let's get to the fake electors. All right.
All right.
Well, they were rescued, of course. Ed Martin drafted the pardon for the fake electors. He was pardoning himself. No surprise there. He made He made it preemptive and general, covering all United States citizens for conduct relating to efforts to expose voting fraud and vulnerabilities in the 2020 presidential election, which there weren't any. So so because of their incredibly important work, they needed a pardon. Okay, so this is cut 61. Cut 61. Let's listen to cut 61.
Jeffrey Epstein, confidant and convicted sex trafficker, is currently serving a 20-year sentence at a minimum security prison camp in Texas, where she was transferred after an interview.
Wait,
that's not.
I think it's cut 69.
Okay, 69.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
Now, you've worked on these pardons. Can you tell us about the pardon?
You know, I was watching your program last hour, Maria, and I heard you mention the Russia hoax as an original, you know, kind of when this started, and you mentioned January 6th.
Yeah.
What this pardon does is help rescue the people who were hunted. The Biden administration hunted the alternate electors who were participating in our constitutional process in 2020, and they were hunted, and their lives were destroyed. You mentioned the famous people, Rudy and Sidney and others. Most of them are not particularly famous. They're regular people, but they were Trump supporters who believed in the Constitution. So what we worked on here, and the president captured it best, was rectifying a wrong, trying to protect people from, and it was, by the way, it wasn't somebody at random. It was deranged Jack Smith who had a plan to target these people, to roll them up, to try to make it about get Trump. So this was a very important set of pardons. I'm really proud to have played a small role in that. And I think across the country, people are realizing if you're hunted by Biden, Obama folks, there's going to be people on your side. And one of them, the leader of the party and leader of the country, is Donald Trump.
Is there really anybody who thinks people are hunted?
Come on.
The thing is, you know, obviously, they tried to make it seem like there was fraud in the election, and there wasn't any. And each state had its own research investigations, and they found nothing. Again, always the same story. And these guys are the heroes because they went after all the fraudsters out there that didn't exist.
Yeah.
And Ed Martin, who drafted the pardon, pardoned himself. Always keep that in mind. There's an ulterior motive for everything these people do. The megas, they have it. All right, let's get to something that I think, here we go. Ooh,
here comes the next
story. This is a big story.
Oh, boy, look at all that.
So I think we need to get the other side here.
Okay.
We have seen the National Guard go into these cities and rough up people quite a bit. And they have been now being used as law enforcement in many ways. So what we're looking at here are the actual National Guard members and what they think about going into these cities.
Yeah.
And PBS asked a whole bunch of people, Guard members, anonymously, to tell us what they thought about going into these cities and coming up against Americans just like them. I mean, they went in to be a National Guard member simply because they wanted to help out in emergency situations, which is what they're used for.
Yeah.
But that has flipped around, and they are not happy. So let's listen to cut number 70. And these are the Guard members according to public radio.
I got with some people that I knew were like-minded, and then they knew some other people, and we decided that a chat, like a place that we could express these things with people that are feeling the same way.
And was there like a vibe shift at some point where people were kind of looking at what was happening with these National Guard deployments and saying like, wait a minute?
I really went to like a dark place when they sent the troops to LA and then eventually DC and now like Chicago. Like every time I see that, it's just like, this is just not what any of us signed up for. And I just wonder like, who's going to stand up to this, you know?
But instead we have DC come across our desk like, anybody want to go to this? And no one raises their hand. Well, what exactly are we going to be doing? Like, are we going to have leave? And those answers aren't very clear.
We were concerned. We asked the question. We got a kind of a poo-poo, I will say. And for me, it's just, I don't let them off the hook.
People who don't see people in uniform every day, you send 50 of them out to walk their street, it's going to send a message, you know, even if they're not doing anything. It's so unbelievable sometimes that we have to, like, get assurance. Is this really happening? I would get out if I could. The only reason I want to finish my current contract is just because I feel like there's weight to what I do and say right now, and I just want to use that to do some good.
If for some reason this became so unbearable that I was like, I have to get out of the military, then you are a cog in a machine. So I get taken out, someone else is just going to be put in. I like the idea that I can make a difference within my 6 feet. And if there's enough of us in a military organization, I think that's enough to make a bigger difference than what we realize.
So to be clear, not every engagement I've ever done, every deployment I ever have been on, I've agreed with, but that's what the apolitical military is, right? You go when you're asked and you're called, when it's legal and lawful. But right now, how I'm feeling? Lots of therapy has taken me to the point where at least I can be okay if I have to say goodbye.
Wow.
That sucks. And the things on my mind are, what is my line that I won't cross? What am I prepared to give up? Is this tarnishing my service? Is it undoing everything I thought I was fighting for? Because I spent a lot of time being really proud of my military career and my service, just to watch it possibly go up in flames. I know what my line is.
Wow.
I am a cog, right? Like, somebody else can replace me. So that's why I'm sitting here. I'm okay if I have to go, if I'm asked to go. I have a way. But right now, I got to stay and do the good I can because the person behind you might not.
Because if the moment that we stop asking the questions, then everything falls on their face.
There's troops all across the military with their own kind of feelings, reasons for do I or don't I, you know? So I hope that those people can all connect.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, hearing the other side, it's refreshing and very sad and very troubling, at least for that one individual.
Yeah.
Seeing the whole career that she put into the National Guard go up in flames.
Yeah. And, you know, going into cities and trying to provide some law enforcement and, you know, arrest people or whatever they're
doing. Sub sandwiches thrown at you.
Yeah. Well, it's not what they signed up for.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's not what it's all about.
It's tough.
Yeah. Anyway.
Man. All right. Well, let's get to something else in this. It's also very odd.
Well, we just have a minute left here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't get to that.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to mention, we were talking about Godfather of Green Bay.
Yes.
That presentation on December 4th at Atwood Music Hall, 7 p.m., is brought to us by Downdrins, our good friends at Downdrins Distilling.
What a great place to go, too.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Okay, coming right back with more of Idiocracy for a Thursday morning, WMDX. John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Check out the Civic Media app. Choose our station and then text us or voice note us or give us a call. Do we have that jingle for
the phone number? Dom, I think, has that one.
Does he?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have asked for it, I suppose. Oh,
John and Gordy are waiting for you to call.
Yes, we're waiting.
Lines are open so you can call right now.
Right now.
This is my fault.
608-879-8255. John and Gordy are waiting to hear from you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Hey, we want to remind you, check out our website, WMDXradio.com. We have a new poll question up there. You know, holiday season, everybody's getting festive. All that Christmas stuff is getting out
yes.
there. Oh, boy, we can't wait.
Yes. Could you just read the last line?
Okay.
Last line of the
you
question.
You don't want me to read the lead up?
Please
the
do
holiday
not read.
Season of Madison surrounding.
No, don't read any of that. Okay. Don't read any of it. Just read the last line.
Mittens.
Just
I don't know.
Get to the question.
Okay. How do folks outside of Madison describe the city during the holidays? These are people outside of Madison describing what it's like in Madison during the holidays. Festive and woke, that's at 13%. Wholesome but impossible to park in, that's also at 13%. Yeah, parking's always an issue. A Hallmark movie with zoning issues, 37%. Or somewhere between charming and chaotic, that's at 31%. So that's how they describe the city during the holidays.
So what is
outside the city?
What is the name of the website that everybody should go to participate in our poll question?
WMDXradio.com.
There you go. All right.
Okay. Please I'm participate.
I only had to say that because it doesn't sound like anybody voted on that since yesterday. So, sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
All right. But,
well, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I got another story here. Do we have another story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
There we go.
That teletype slowed down there for a few minutes.
Must be the cold. The gears are all gummed up.
Yeah.
Too cold. All right. It's odd how humane treatment of immigrants is not figured into the new mega warehouse detention centers. They're looking into buying and purchasing all of these warehouses, abandoned warehouses, and Amazon warehouses that they no longer use.
Hmm.
Now, I don't remember too many of these warehouse facilities having a kitchen to make food for the immigrants, or maybe showers or something like that
facilities.
As well. I mean, they have to have that, all of those particular facilities at these warehouses. You don't just get a warehouse and put people in them. The Trump authority also recently announced more state-run immigrant detention facilities in Florida, Louisiana, and Indiana, just so you know. All right.
Okay.
Trump is pledged to slash energy prices in half, right?
Yeah.
Now, we really haven't seen that happen. It's gone down maybe 3 or 4 cents up and down in the last, 5 or 6 months.
Prices on...
So it really hasn't changed much.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, the fuel change as well. So prices really aren't coming down. George Stephanopoulos pressed the fact that electricity prices have, in fact, gone up. So this is about energy prices. Let's listen to what Cut 58 has to tell all of us.
The president says, so he just had posted this morning that there's almost no inflation. The consumer price index is higher than it was in the beginning of the year. Electricity rates are rising. So are prices for coffee, beef, vegetables, televisions. And it's not just me. It's not just economists who are saying that. Your own Republican members of Congress are saying that, including Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's look.
I go to the grocery store myself. Grocery prices remain high. Energy prices are high. My electricity bills are higher here in Washington, D.C. at my apartment, and they're also higher at my house in Rome, Georgia, higher than they were a year ago. So affordability is a problem.
How do you respond to Congressman Green?
Well, George, what I would respond to is electricity prices are a state problem. And, you know, I was very interested to see in the earlier clip where the governor-elect of New Jersey said, well, I'm going to bring down energy prices. Well, it was her predecessor, Phil Murphy, who took them up. So, you know, look, there are things that the federal government can control. Local electricity prices are not one of them. But, you know, energy prices, gasoline prices are way down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are doing what we can every day. I think we are on a very good path to bringing prices down.
No. No, you aren't. Prices aren't coming down, and they're going up because the Trump administration moved away from solar and wind. So a lot of these communities had to fire up their old coal plants and gas-fired plants as well. Right. So cheap energy is going away. Solar and wind are the cheapest energy possible to generate. Mm. And that was bringing prices down, even though they had to shore up the infrastructure, you know, provide the power lines.
Yeah.
But it is cheap energy. And they have done away with that. So let's go back to gas and coal. And prices, higher prices.
Energy prices going up.
All right.
Along with groceries and everything else.
I know. You know, and again, just a reminder that we're steeped in anger this morning because the Democrats backed down in the House. Yeah. I didn't, you know, I honestly did not expect that. Mm. I mean, I'm listening to Hakeem Jeffries, you know, he's insisting that they're sticking to their guns.
Right.
Did he not know that his contingent would back down and give in to the Trump administration?
Apparently.
there really isn't much hope. Yeah. The midterms is our only hope. Jack, I feel like that's a line out of Star Wars.
I don't know if that's in
folks,
the movie.
You're our only hope.
Okay. 6:59, right around the corner. We've got a news update along with weather and sports, and then we'll be back with more big stories on John and Gordy, WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.